I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it is written, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This week I'd like to start with a story. There once was a child. He was born to a billionaire family, and from his first day on earth, he was served by servants and cooked only the very best meals. He was bought all of the toys he could ever want. He wore only the most expensive designer brands and lived in a sunny Caribbean private estate with pools and beaches. And in his house was his own private candy store where everything was free and he could play video games all day long and he never had to go to school or ever work. There was no punishment ever for his bad behavior. Then one day, his mom said, "Let's go on a vacation." And they couldn't interest him in going in the least. After all, what's the appeal to a vacation when every day is like a vacation? What is a vacation worth to you if you never had to work for it? Now tell me, my brothers and sisters, what are the chances that you could convince a child like this that he needs to submit to God? Why would he? What does he need God for? Why would he humble himself? Without a doubt, one of the most asked questions of pastors is, if there is an all-powerful, merciful, and loving God, why does he create or allow so much suffering? Here's another way it's asked. If God is so good, then why does he cause or permit so much suffering and evil? Sadly, it is also one of the most common reasons people turn their back on God. It is one of the most common questions that believers and unbelievers alike ask. Atheists use it to attack the faith of believers. It is one of the most often used arguments to attempt to disprove God. Here are some other versions of the question. If God is all-powerful, why can't he stop our suffering? Or, if God is real, why is there so much evil in the world? This question is what is known as a false premise. The question is asked from an ignorance to God's order. It comes from a place of unfulfilled expectation. But the expectation is wrong in the first place. Someone recently said to me that their friend asked if there is a God, why does he let human beings suffer? My friend went on to say, he has a good point. No, he doesn't have a good point. He has a worldly point, and it is a false premise. This is like a child saying, my mommy hates me because she takes me to the dentist. He is mistaken because he does not know scripture. He does not know gospel. Christ commissions us to inform guys like him. So why does God permit suffering and evil? Well, number one, God has deemed suffering necessary. In his sovereign authority, he deems it necessary. Number two, you cannot have one without the other. We must have evil to have good. Number three, to do away with suffering and evil is to do away with man's free will. Number four, it is part of our sanctification to choose to receive Christ and glorify God in accordance with the Gospels in the face of suffering. Number five, without a life of suffering, we would be ignorant to the value of heaven. Mankind would have no bearing on eternal salvation or eternal damnation. Number six, to drive us to repentance and hope of salvation through Christ. And number seven, to remove suffering and evil would involve removing the free will of men and women to choose to do good and glorify God and truly love God with meaning. Let us remain steadfast and be there for others during their suffering. Practice mercy as Christ demonstrated, and do our best to avoid creating suffering for ourselves and others. Let us endeavor towards the ultimate test of acting in the grace of Christ amid discouragement, amid misfortune, disease, tragedy, injustice, and assault. Let us remember how Christ suffered, not only torture and execution, but also false accusations, betrayal, humiliation, and persecution. When we are face to face with suffering and evil, let us remember and be reassured of these powerful and glorious words. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. Please pray for me and I will for you. Heavenly Father, we humbly pray for your grace, your guidance, and your wisdom when we encounter suffering. In the almighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for listening to this short devotion on Jesus Saves.